which is, so we're going to continue with Gemini for Peter.
Just so long as you keep past relationships incognito, Mushi, I don't want you to air my past on this show anymore. Okay?
Oh, Peter, you know I like...
No, no more. Okay?
Okay, and then let's keep going with the Libra and Gemini. Now, Gemini's kind of like a schizo split personality, isn't she? Because she's a twin, you know, and the Libra, the scales. Well, you're kind of a twin too, you know? Because you've got this thing going up and down. You should get along. Love for these two air signs is more in the mind than the heart. Libra loves being in love with love, but resents heavy emotional demands. So the scales are thrilled to meet someone who is equally affectionate, yet shares its distaste for complicated emotions. Oh, this sounds fun. What? You and Sean were like that, weren't you?
Mushi?
No, let's continue. Gemini finds somebody more socially graceful. In Gemini, Libra discovers a quicker, more energetic version of itself. And Gemini finds someone more socially graceful. That's you, Peter.
We already talked about this.
Yes, you, Peter. Okay. Since both play their wit and charm and quick size up each other's game, they will feel freer and more open as a team. In the cerebral relationship, ideas take center stage. These two discuss and debate everything with endless fascination. Did you do that with Sean?
I said no talking about Sean.
I'm hitting a nerve. These two discuss and debate everything with endless fascination. Even in the bedroom, they express love verbally as well as physically. For them, sex is a delightful pastime rather than an expression of ardent passion. Oh, Peter, did you have sex with this Mormon?
Just keep, you know, I'm not saying anything. You just keep reading from your little stupid Ralph's book and, yeah, you just do that, Mushi.
Okay, if these signs live together, did you live together? Always give me the silent treatment. If these signs live together, their home will be a convivial place. What does convivial mean, Mr. Gulrud? I don't know the English that well.
I don't either.
Okay, but it'll be a convivial place. Full of guests and drop-in visitors. You could have the Lutherans drop in on your side and the Mormons could come in on the other side. And then everybody in between, right, Mr. Gulrud? Both need an active social life. Though Gemini may prefer larger gatherings than Libra. Well, they are one of the biggest churches on the earth, aren't they? Large gatherings. However, compromise comes easily to those born under the sign of the twins. So this minor difference rarely grows into a major disagreement. I see a future. I saw one until you broke it off, or she did. I don't know, which one of you broke it off, Mr. Gulrud? The silent treatment, it's so wonderful. Harmonious as it is, this relationship has some conflicts. Uh-oh, here we go. We'll get a clue here, folks. Both of these signs like the newest in fashion, ideas, and gossip. Gossip, gossip, gossip. But Gemini's restless, exhausting search for stimuli, especially for other people, can throw the scales off balance. Libra's constant need to feel secure as a couple might cause it to become clinging. You cling too much, Mr. Gulrud. That's part of your problem. You cling. You're a clinger. Does your laundry cling when you add the bleach and so forth with your wash? You have a Bosch washer, don't you? It's a German-made Bosch. I'm looking at it right now. Ooh, it keeps giving me the silent treatment. Libra's constant need to feel secure as a couple might cause it to become clingy. Possessiveness is unnerving to Gemini, who needs personal space within a relationship. Well, we're almost done. I can feel the relief from Mr. Gulurud's facial features right now. Communication is one of this couple's strongest assets. As long as they can discuss their needs for security and independence, they should be able to resolve problems. She liked to do theater and other types of things, and you like to do your art, so you both had your need for independence. Peter's left the room. I'm just going to continue here, and because we do have to do the Gemini thing here on Shut Up Please. As long as they can discuss their needs for security and independence, they should be able to resolve their problems. Oh, this could have worked. Poor Mr. Guru. And they could have achieved a balance between togetherness and freedom. They could have had the best of both worlds. Companionship of a true soulmate and the mental freedom of an undemanding Lutheran Mormon relationship. Oh, Mr. Ralph, I feel like mantra-ing. Since Peter Gulurud has left the building, that's what we're going to do. We're going to monitor Mr. Gulurud's alpha waves, because he wants to be the alpha sometimes, even though he is the passive Libra. There's this part of him, because he had 5 older sisters, you know, and he has this need to dominate once in a while. He likes to come off as this. Oh, there's a picture of, there's one of the M&M wrappers with the green M&M girl with the little white go-go boots. Ooh, he didn't think I'd find that. You better throw that away. Take away temptation. Okay. Well, that's it for Shut Up, Please. That's it. Nope. Oh, wait a minute. Something's going on. Wait a minute. Oh, it's Mr. Jimmy Stewart from heaven coming in from the other realm. See? Meditation works. And his pal, Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers. Barry Cook, a friend from Disney days, met Fred Rogers and got an autograph for Peter. And also Peter, that's his connection with Mr. Rogers, who's in heaven with Jimmy Stewart. And Jimmy Stewart shook Peter's hand in the basement of a church one time at a Protestant Presbyterian church in Hollywood, because Mr. Stewart was reading the gospel of the Christmas story, and one of his friends from Warner Brothers said, would you like to meet Jimmy Stewart and his wife? And Peter said, of course. So something's going on. I think we're going weird.
He's a fine lad. He just needs a little, I don't know, his program. I could, if we could influence him with our, my acting skills maybe, and your PBS skills.
Sure. Look at him over there. He looks like he's all alienated from his friend Mushi again. It's not good. Can you say alienated, Jimmy?
Well, of course I can.
Can you say it without stuttering?
Well,
anyway, I think you're right. I think what we need for Peter is just to get him sort of, you know, to like himself more, because we like him just the way he is, don't we, Jimmy?
Well, of course. I mean, when I met him in the basement of that Presbyterian church, he was very polite. He said, Mr. Stewart, I remember the words exactly. He said, Mr. Stewart, I am a big fan of all your works. That's what he said. And I said, well, thank you, Peter. Thank you. And I shook his hand and looked down at him because I was a bit taller than him. And my wife, then he shook her hand and said something. I think it was polite. And went to eat some lemon cake. And I should think we could help him.
I think all he needs is a guiding hand as he goes through the zodiac. Maybe next week you and I, Jimmy, will come. We'll break through the void. And sure, that's what we'll do. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a marvelous idea, Fred. Now, as far as Moosey's concerned, what do you recommend for that?
Well, if he just keeps meditating and doing his mantras like he does, he'll learn to treat Peter nicer, because we like him the way he is, and we like Peter the way he is. But Moosey just needs to learn to be a little less of a tease, I think, because of Peter living on those lonely mountains up there in Pine Mountain Club.
I think that's a good idea. Why don't we, well, when the next Shut Up Please starts, we could
spit it out, Jimmy. You're in heaven. Relax. You're never going to die again.
We could maybe help him find the kind of zodiac sign the good Lord would like him to meet.
I think that's a marvelous idea, Jimmy. Well, I'm going to go take a celestial snooze and play with a trolley car. What are you going to do, Jimmy?
Me and my wife are going to eat some lemon cake and read about those shepherds again. It's a marvelous story. And there were the same shepherds abiding in the country. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. I like you, Jimmy, just the way you are.
I like you, Fred.
Should we say it together?
Yeah, why not?
Shut up, please. I like you just the way you
shut
up.
Shut up, please. It's a wonderful shut up. It's a wonderful shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. All right, good night, good night.
Well, this is Pinecone Pete. That's another Shut Up Please. Didn't think you'd hear from me over from Trail Mix, did you? Well, I guess once you start cross-dissolving into the celestial planes and heaven and all that kind of thing, you cross-dissolve into old radio shows like Trail Mix. Well, Peter Gullerud is not Pinecone Pete. Pinecone Pete is not Peter Gullerud. But we like our differentiating personalities just the way they are, as Fred Rogers would put it. Stay tuned for Chip Colcord's Out of the Woods. Good night. Cue the theme music.